As AI continues to revolutionize our world, there's a critical conversation we can't ignore: AI safety and security. And that's where HackerOne's AI red teaming comes into play, rigorously testing AI models to prevent them from being misled or exploited. HackerOne employs over 2 million ethical hackers, and 750 of them specialize in prompt hacking and other AI security and testing. So HackerOne isn't just theorizing, they're actively safeguarding AI's future. Just recently, a team unearthed over 100 vulnerabilities in just 2 weeks. So whether you're at the helm of a startup or steering product innovation at a large company, it's time to prioritize AI security. Visit HackerOne.com/AI for more. Again, HackerOne.com/AI.
This episode is sponsored by porkbun.com. Porkbun is a refreshingly different domain name registrar that's different from the other ones like GoDaddy or Namecheap. They've got low prices on hundreds of different domain extensions. They've got everything from .com domains to really cool ones like .pro, .dev, .xyz. Every domain name at Porkbun comes with tons of freebies too, like SSL certificate, whois privacy, DNS, URL forwarding, and hosting trials. Because why pay for things that should be free, right? All these incredible features and tools are backed by incredible support, 365 days a year, and more 5-star reviews on Trustpilot from real customers than anyone else. Look, you can get $1 off your next domain name from Porkbun and see why they're the best domain name registrar around by using our code. Just go to porkbun.com/rocketshipfm24. That's porkbun, porkbun.com/rocketshipfm24. You'll save $1 on your next domain. This episode is brought to you by Gigantic. At Gigantic, you can level up your product skills through live, small group, cohort-based trainings. We're incredibly excited to welcome you to our next cohort of our product strategy training, kicking off in January of 2024. This course will take you through the frameworks that product leaders use at companies like eBay, DoorDash, Groupon, Rent the Runway, in order to scale their teams. It's taught by Ben Foster, a friend of this podcast, who is the former chief product officer at Whoop. So come join us. Go to gigantic.is. That's gigantic.is. And save your seat for our January cohort. Your potential is gigantic, and we're here to help you reach it. Go to gigantic.is to reserve your seat today. This episode is brought to you today by Gusto. Payroll and benefits are hard, especially when you're a small business. Gusto is making payroll, benefits, and HR easy for modern small businesses. You no longer have to be part of a big company to get great technology, great benefits, and a great service to take care of your team.
To help support the show, Gusto is offering our listeners an exclusive limited time deal. You sign up today, you will get 3 months free once you run your first payroll. Just go to gusto.com/rocketship. Again, gusto.com/rocketship.
Well, this is it.
The season finale of season 5.
I can't believe we actually pulled this off. We've been following 3 successful, very busy entrepreneurs and product people for this entire season. None of the entrepreneurs we profiled were actually in the United States, proving that you don't need to be in San Francisco to build a huge business or run a successful solo venture.
Now, we've brought you to Team Offsites. No, and across the ocean to Chennai, India.
This company.
You should see this
Prasanna and Akash combination. Lately, they are the
amazing combination, huh?
Samma combination. You should see how much Prasanna.
Behind the scenes of a solopreneur, Lee Tengram in Cranbrook, BC.
Hey, everybody. How may I help you?
Good morning. Can I get an extra large black coffee and a fruit
I
and fiber?
I can't hear you.
Can I get an extra large black coffee and a fruit and fiber muffin, please?
Is there anything else,
sir? No, that's it.
Okay, so that's 303-2nd.
And here we are, recording the final takeaways from the last 3 months.
Now, I'm excited. Today, it might be our best content of the entire series.
Well, then we should get into it.
Welcome to Rocketship.fm.
Rocketship FM is produced in partnership with Product Collective.
We are your hosts, Michael Saka
and Mike Belsito.
So first off, Gunto and the Auth0 team.
They made it to launch?
Oh boy, did they.
So we finally managed to merge it. It was hard, to be honest, just because like we had some engineering team that needed to review. The A/B test platform wasn't working. We shipped something. Then we also have like a change management process because we have enterprise customers so that they don't break. So I don't know, lots of processes, but it's merged. After a few weeks.
Amazing. I always forget how complicated engineering gets once a product hits the type of scale that Auth0's hit. So how's the test gone so far? Was he right or was his engineer right?
Oh, you didn't forget about that, did you?
Well, I mean, we played the clip in 3 or 4 shows.
That's fair. So they have been collecting some early data.
And it's actually interesting. We have some early data. What the early data is suggesting is, like, the main objective of the test is to get people to make it easier to implement Auth0. And sure. There are two different things. Like, the test is actually worse at getting people to get the first user out of Auth0. But it's better at the 15th user.
Okay, so they're getting fewer to take that first step, but overall, they're getting more people to get 15 people to the organization to try it.
Yes, exactly. So while it might not look like a win initially, it's actually looking like a win.
Okay, so they're aggravating some developers who just want to try it out, but they're getting frustrated, leaving faster, but the people that are successful at setting it up are more successful.
Yes, exactly. And that's how Gunto put it.
Like giving me instructions on what to do, I don't want to do it. But at the same time, the people who do it are the ones who are actually going to ship it to production.
Right.
So this is interesting. What does Gunto attribute this to?
Well, he has a theory.
Something I was thinking about is more about like, I feel there's this difference in developers where you have like the hipster developer, as I call it, which is the idea of I code all day long. I'm a fan of development. Like that's like my hobby, my everything. And then you have like what I call the corporate developer, which is this is my job. I work in a bigger corporation. It's 9 to 5. So my gut feeling says that this sucks for the hipster developer because it's like 1, 2, 3 and it's condescending, but it's great for the corporate developer because it's you need to do this, and you don't have to think that much. Right. And because of that, I think it actually works for the 15 and not for the first, but that's what I want to prove with qualitative interviews.
So while the early results show strong signs of being successful, he doesn't want to discount the value of these hipster developers have for the brand of Auth0.
That's exactly it. Those developers, those hipster developers, they're the ones that are currently struggling with this onboarding flow, but they're the same ones that share Auth0 on social media. They write blog posts about it and they use them in various tutorials that they create. Now, this is a big part of why the non-hipster developers or the more corporate developers end up trying out Auth0 and introduce them to larger organizations.
That is a tough challenge. So what's next for the experiment?
Well, they have to keep this up for 70 days and then they'll run version 2 of their A/B test. They're going to learn a ton and they'll probably end up somewhere in the middle.
And for Gunto?
So he'll be doing a bunch of traveling coming up in the next couple of months. And he's going to be in Asia for a bit. He's going to be in London. He's going to take a much deserved vacation.
Okay. And Dawa?
Yes, she's going with him to London. And then they'll be actually taking separate vacations towards the end of the year.
Okay. Well, I'm glad to hear that they're doing well, sounds like.
Me too. Yeah, I think we're all rooting for them.
So coming up after the break, we'll catch up with Krish as he travels to New York and Salt Lake City for customer interviews and potentially scouting a new office for ChargeBee's sales team.
This episode is brought to you today by Gusto. Payroll and benefits are hard, especially for small businesses. You don't have the time to be an expert on things like taxes and regulations.
And there are old school payroll providers that exist, but they're just not built for the modern business.
Gusto is making payroll, benefits, and HR easy for small businesses. Modern technology does the heavy lifting, so it's easy to get things right.
Now, again, there is some competition for Gusto out there, but Gusto actually has a lot of things going for them.
PC Mag and Fit Small Business, they've called Gusto the best payroll for small businesses.
Gusto makes payroll a breeze. In fact, 9 out of 10 users say Gusto is easier to use than other payroll solutions.
And Gusto definitely saves you time. 72% of customers, they actually spend less than 5 minutes to run payroll. I know a lot of people that spend way more.
Gusto is reliable. 4 out of 5 customers actually reduce payroll errors after switching.
And if you don't believe it, just Google it. People love Gusto. And how often do you actually love your payroll provider?
Almost never. Most small businesses, they don't have an HR expert, but you don't need one to use Gusto. With great software and great service, you can focus on your business, not on your payroll or your paperwork. To help support the show, Gusto is offering our listeners an exclusive limited time deal. Sign up today and you'll get 3 months free once you run your first payroll. Just go to gusto.com/rocketship. That's gusto.com/rocketship. This episode is brought to you by Yahoo Finance. Wouldn't it be great if you could see all of your investment and retirement accounts in one place? With Yahoo Finance, you can consolidate your views with multiple accounts into one hub and access the expert analysis you need to tend to your entire portfolio with confidence. Honestly, this has been a lifesaver for me. I've used Yahoo Finance to consolidate all of my various 401k and investment accounts so I can see everything all in one place. And it makes it incredibly easy to manage. So if you're struggling with that, check out Yahoo Finance. For over 25 years, Yahoo Finance has been the brand behind every great investor. You can securely link your brokerage accounts for a unified view of your wealth, including your 401k and other investments. A comprehensive perspective is what sets apart a great investor, and that's how Yahoo Finance ensures that you have the insights to look at your wealth in its entirety. So go to yahoofinance.com. That's yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination. When Rainn Wilson realized he had a special gift for talking people to sleep, he had two choices: construct a massive speaker that would blast his voice to every person in the country, or invent a talking pillow. AT&T Business eventually talked him into the pillow thing. And backed by a reliable network, the only network with built-in security controls, Sleep with Rainn was a hit. Take your ideas to the moon and beyond at business.att.com. That's business.att.com. So the launch of Revenue Story went really well. Customers are signing up for it. It's growing at a pace that Krish is really happy with, especially as a standalone product.
So first, he went to New York City to attend SaaS Talk.
So tell me a little bit about SaaS Talk and what is this tour about?
Okay, SaaS Talk is a European SaaS conference happening in Dublin in October, and this event today is our first event in the US. So we're here at the Knockdown Center in Brooklyn, and we had over 200 people registered today, and we've just got some awesome SaaS content happening. We've had a pretty full schedule, but we're coming to the end of the day now, and it's all been really good.
Okay. And introduce yourself, please.
My name is Sarah O'Farrell, and I'm the operations manager at SaaS Talk. And today, my role is just getting all the speakers onto the stage and making sure that everybody's here and mic'd up.
And after that, he heads to Salt Lake City?
Yes, a bit random, I suppose. But he was recommended to him by a fellow founder.
And that was interesting. But my friend, who's another founder of another company called CloudCherry, he has this 14-member team in Salt Lake City, Utah, for the last year or so. And he said this is a must-see place because of the fantastic sales talent. And he said it's only 1.5 hours flight from San Francisco, but one of the best sales talent that you will find in the last 15 years. They have built so much of sales talent here. With so many companies having offices like Domo, Qualtrics, and Adobe, and several others. It's a definite. Yeah. So and the cost is amazing. Meaning, the cost structure is about 50% of 70% or less of what you would actually pay in San Francisco with very high retention.
Oh, okay, so Salt Lake City is a city that's actually known for its sales talent.
Yeah, I guess so. I didn't know this, but it's affordable. It has high quality sales talent. Yeah, who knew?
Okay.
So he finds himself at a co-working space.
That's what I'm saying. Is like, how
do
you
can't let anyone do it because that will harm it. That is publicly used.
So I am right now in Cloud Cherry office in Salt Lake City, Utah. I'm just getting some sound bites of the conversation in the co-working space. So Cloud Cherry works out of this co-working space called Industrious in Salt Lake
City. And he spent a day or so checking out Salt Lake City, and honestly, he likes it.
I feel a butt coming up.
Yes, well, a couple weeks later, I caught up with him again to see how this Salt Lake City decision was faring. Here's Chris.
It's a very interesting one. It looks like we may not even go to Salt Lake City at this point, but we are continuing to recruit in around San Francisco. And one more thing we are trying to do is how do we find, we are also trying to optimize around the talent in terms of leadership to say if we find the right people in some other location, we are open to actually hiring around them. For example, we are looking for a director of partnership in US. And if you think we will find that person somewhere else, we are open to actually hiring around that person.
I like that. You know, find the right leadership team first and then build the team around them. So how about revenue story? Is it still going strong?
Absolutely. Here's Krish.
One of the questions we are... So as an update, revenue story is doing very well, right? It is from a... When we built Revenue Story, it was based on a particular need from our customers, right? Which is our growing customers needed visibility into their data. So we felt that, one, we can integrate into the existing systems, which we did, right, into the partnership ecosystem. And then there was also the second aspect, which is continuing to invest in delivering more value for ChargeBee and keeping up with our own product roadmap. As an example, there is a wealth of transactional data that is there in ChargeBee, and we wanted to ensure that we were driving the roadmap of an analytics product on top of ChargeBee in line with our customers' needs, which is why we started Revenue Story. Now, in that context, Revenue Story is being well received by customers, and we are getting very specific inputs in terms of nuanced details that they would like to see. So it's doing extremely well. From a number of users perspective, I think we have crossed more than 400 accounts which are actively using Revenue Story, and we opened it up for a lot more customers from the beginning, from the time we launched it, where we have been progressively opening it up to more customers. So those aspects are going extremely well.
That's awesome. Talk about a big bet paying off. I'm pretty pumped for him.
Absolutely. So coming up
must be our final check-in with Lee.
Yeah, I feel like I might tear up a bit here.
Well, get it out during the break, and we'll be right back for the conclusion of season 5 of Rocketship.fm.
So Lee has been on a roll. He's been diving headfirst into sales.
$145 a month. Most business owners. Oh, here, I did a little bit of research for one industry. I won't name the industry because it's kind of, I did a lot of work for it. But there's 21,000 of these businesses in the United States for this market that I was looking into. And they do on average two deals a day is the average across all of those. And each one of those deals is an average of $2,400. So like there's 21,000 businesses in the United States making $5,000 a day in sales. What are the chances that one of those would shell out $145 that maybe made them one more sale or two more sales a month? Probably all of them.
Look at him embracing sales. And what about Dale? What did he think of leadproof.app?
Well, we discussed that on our last call, actually.
Yeah, I wasn't surprised the first time I saw him click the button, but I was happy. It was like, hey, he's using it. Fantastic. But I think now like the onus is back on him to go ahead and close all these sales. And the more I think about what his underlying real problem is, his underlying real problem is that he wants to build things and he doesn't want to do sales. So it might have been a bit of a scapegoat before, but now it's like, okay, well, it's not me. So what's the problem now? So now I wonder if how it's helping him with sales on his side. Because in the end, I think the best thing that he could ever have would be a salesperson who would actively follow up on these leads. And
you know, we didn't share it as much, but Lee's always been interested in what people listening would learn from listening.
He really was. And in the final chat, we discussed it a bit more.
But then we sit here and we all look at each other's Instagrams and then we're like, oh, why don't I have a Lambo? I mean, it's easy to get a Lambo. But we could. We easily could go get a Lambo. You and I could both get a Lambo. There's a million businesses out there that would happily loan us the money at a ridiculous interest rate to get a Lambo. We're not going to eat well, but we've still got a Lambo every month. But people see that and they're like, oh, I can't just add 5 customers a month because I'll never get a Lambo. Well, no, actually, you add 5 customers a month and you can buy yourself a Lambo and not need one of these skewy-ass companies to loan you money at 19.9% on a $100,000.
He really wants us to all get Lambos.
Yeah, I don't know where the Lambos came from, but I think he means really well here.
So where did you leave things off with him?
Well, let's just play his kind of parting thoughts.
Yeah, it's been always one of my worries and I see it happen so much, but I would rather somebody be bored to tears by the stuff that I'm sharing. And at the end of it go, all right, I guess I'm not doing as bad as I think I am. And stop beating up on themselves so much that they come out of it going, oh man, if I just hustle harder, I can crush it just like Lee and I'll buy a Lamborghini too. And it's like, no, but if you do it right, you can take your kid and go rent a Lamborghini for a day and you'll have far more fun from that. And it's still an experience that they would not normally have. And you're going to feel better about it. So I didn't want to build anybody up or tear anybody down. I'd rather somebody come away from this and go, yeah, okay, I'm doing all right.
Well, this has been a big journey. I'm thankful for the access that Lee, Krish, and Gunto all gave us. I mean, it's kind of hard to believe that it's coming to an end here.
I know, but the good news is we've started working on the next season of Rocket Ship FM, and we need your help. That's right, you, the listener.
Yes, we actually want to interview you for our upcoming season. That is, interview you about Rocket Ship and what you want to hear more of from us. If you love this season, hate this season, you know, whatever it might be, let us know. And in between seasons, we'll still be bringing you some amazing interviews and mini series. So don't worry, you're going to still get all sorts of great content from Rocket Ship before next season. And in fact, we'll actually be back next week with some in between season content that you will not want to miss.